Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at a preseason baseball poll. Details as well on the Brewers. And new manager Pat Murphy preparing for the season.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates and all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association has come out with the Division IV Coaches Poll for the state of Wisconsin baseball and the small schools. Aliva Strum is rated number one, Pecatonica number two, Johnson Creek three, Northwood Solon Springs fourth, and Bangor fifth. The Ithaca Bulldogs are rated number seven. Last year's Division IV state titleists, Riverdale, will be rated number 12 going into the season, Barneveld 13, Highland 16, Royal is ranked 18th, and Cashton 20th among the teams in southwestern and south central Wisconsin. The WBCA preseason Division III coaches poll has Aquinas rated number one, Lake Country Lutheran is two, Lomira third, Cambridge fourth, Wittenberg-Burnhamwood is rated fifth. Cuba City is ranked number nine, Viroqua 12, Dodgeville 15th, and Fenimore is ranked 16th. Well, the spring sports season is well underway. Baseball is practicing softball as well for the last week. And in fact, Riverdale has a softball scrimmage planned for today at 4:30 at Riverdale High School softball field. They will scrimmage Highland before getting onto the field for their first game on Thursday night versus Cashton. River Valley has a game today. JV and varsity to start at 5 at North Park in Spring Green. The River Valley softball team is taking on Waterloo to begin the season. Major League Bowling scores from last night, week 27 of the 32 weeks total. Gary Construction with a 36-55 series. Cardinal CG, a 36-19. Meister Cheese, 36-107. High game honors, Cardinal CG, a 13-47, Geary Construction, a 13-01, Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 12-30. Top series, Greg Shep with a 7-51, 151 pins over average, and Chris Huppert with a 116 over average night and a 7-46. Ken Nix Jr. had a 705. Lucas Lindvig, a 700. Top games, Chris Huppert with a 279. Lucas Lindvig had a 266. Greg Shep with a 259. Kerry Geis bowled a 666, 141 over average. And Ashton Seckman bowled a 443, 104 over average in the Major Bowling League. Riverdale Communities Education Foundation will be sponsoring a bowling tournament fundraiser Sunday at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. It's an 8-pin tap individual tournament. The shifts will be at 11 and 1:30. The cost $15 for three games. There are other prizes, door prizes along the way. You can register the day of the event or you can pre-register by calling Greg Kinney at 537-2359 or Boscobel Bowl and Banquet at 375-2200. Well, the Brewers with a win yesterday in spring baseball as they were able to get by the Angels 4-3. Christian Yelich had a couple of hits. Willie Adames with a key base hit as well. It's not rebuilding of the young players in the Brewer roster as good as the manager thinks they are. Pat Murphy says top prospects Joey Ortiz and Jackson Churio can make the opening day roster. Murphy says Ortiz has a good shot and Churio is in the mix. Ortiz comes to Milwaukee as a part of that Corbin Burns trade. Churio is the second-ranked prospect in all of minor league baseball. Both played in Monday's 4-3 win over the Angels. Churio went 1-for-3. The Brewers take on Cleveland today. Here is Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Got to play a little better offense, you know, not just hit better. We got to play offense better. We're capable of base running. We're capable of doing the little things. We're capable of good ball strike. We're capable of a lot of things that maybe we haven't got to our full potential yet. We've added a few guys that are special. You know what I mean? Reese Hoskins comes to mind. This guy's a pro.
Manager Pat Murphy, you talked about getting his chance to manage full time.
A lot of people have reached out and said, oh, you deserve it, you know, and I don't feel that way. You know, I don't feel deserving. I just feel grateful. You know what I mean? And now I got a job to do. And like I've said many times before, you know, it's not about me. You know, I've got a great staff and it's about them players. You know, it's about impacting them if you can.
The Brewers return to action to take on the Cleveland Guardians today in exhibition baseball. Padres coach Greg Gard was on fire after his team upset the powerful Purdue Boilermakers Saturday. A video of the speech has gone viral after telling the players surrounding him in the locker room he had never seen a battle like they put up in his 25 years of coaching. He then led them in a celebration dance while House of Pain's Jump Around was playing. Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, is sending his love to Gard. Wisconsin meets James Madison Friday in the first round of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament in Brooklyn. Tyler Wall of the Badgers can't wait for the start.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, I feel like this is the best I've felt coming into the NCAA tournament. We're playing really great basketball. The guys are really gelling, and it's been a lot of fun here this last week or two.
Marquette coach Shaka Smart says senior team leader Tyler Kolick will be on the court when the team meets Western Kentucky in the first round of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Smart says Kolick has to go through a progression of rehab and recovery. The player suffered an oblique injury February 28th. He said he's going to be trending in the right direction for a return to the Golden Eagles lineup. Forward Chris Middleton looked good, scoring 22 against the Phoenix Suns last weekend. The 6'7" scoring machine would be a welcome addition to the Bucks' offense, which has been sluggish at times and scary good at other times. He had missed 16 games and hadn't played since February 16th. Middleton only played 25 on Sunday, but he also had time to hand out 7 assists and keep the Bucks' offense going, despite the absence that day of Giannis Antetokounmpo. Former Packer All-Pro left tackle David Bakhtiari is said to be focused on playing again. The NFL Network reports Bakhtiari is working hard on his rehabilitation. He's not coming back to Green Bay, and it isn't likely he would join former teammate Aaron Rodgers with the Jets. The team has strengthened its tackle position by trading for Morgan Moses and signing Tyron Smith as a free agent. When the 32-year-old offensive lineman is healthy, he is one of the best in professional football, but he's only played in 13 games over the past 3 seasons. And a new Packer, Xavier McKinney, was asked recently why he chose Green Bay in free agency.
Great franchise, a lot of history here, a lot of winning. It's something that, you know, I've done a lot of the time while I've been playing football. And, you know, just the atmosphere is great. Obviously, this is my first time being here, so it takes me back to, like, my Bama days. So that's a feeling that, obviously, that I love. So far, I love it, and it's going to be fun.
In the NHL last night, Washington 5-2 over Calgary, and Buffalo beat Seattle 6-2. I'm Phil Nee with a look at sports.